Jay Sekulo, a brand new and shocking video again on Planned Parenthood.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulo Live.
I literally have had women come in and they'll go in the OR and they're back out in 3 minutes. And I'm going, what's going on? Oh, yeah, the fetus was already in the vaginal canal whenever we put her on syrup, it just fell out.
Is there still circulation in the heart once you isolate it?
So there are signs after the procedure is done. That the heart actually is still beating.
Protesters in Texas, Florida, North Carolina, Maine, and other parts of the United States demonstrated outside Planned Parenthood establishments, calling on the federal government to end its funding for the health organization.
There is no reason for my tax dollars to be paying for criminal activity, and selling human body parts is definitely criminal activity, and I want it investigated.
All they are is a murderer.
We would like to see Planned Parenthood of Portland run out of town.
Do you feel like the political conversation is any different this time around because of these undercover videos coming out with conversations and footage, frankly, that is very uncomfortable for people, even those who many of them identify as pro-choice?
It's definitely different in that this has made a lot of people think about the limits of where they want to go with this. I think it's going to change even more because Congress is going to come back and then we're going to get some real information on this.
I mean, if you had intact cases, which we've done a lot, so we sometimes ship those back to our lab and it's entirety. Tell the lab it's coming. Yeah. Did I open the box?
Yeah, oh, God. There you go. Yep. We got all of them right there.
Another boy.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulo.
An absolutely disgusting, the brand new video involving Planned Parenthood and also STEM Express, where they're talking about intact cases. What that means is the full body of the baby that has been subject to the abortion intact, so that they can sell on their own the individual fetal parts through this STEM Express. There was a temporary restraining order for preventing the release of the footage from these investigative journalists. We're representing one of the board members in those cases, especially the one in Northern California. But there was a TRO in Southern California. That TRO has been lifted, by the way. That's one of the reasons why this data is becoming available. It's outrageous. It's disgusting. It's getting worse for Planned Parenthood and these other groups. Meanwhile, they're saying it's ruining their image. And the fact of the matter is, Jordan, their image has been decimated. They are in the abortion business, and now the whole world is seeing it. We're going to play some of those other bites after the break, but it is shocking.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. When they talk about the fact that this is an intact child delivered to their team and to their medical staff and to the folks who put this together and their lab technicians, and oh, we need to let them know before. Again, that the shocking reality of the business that Planned Parenthood and these companies are involved in.
We're getting comments. People are calling in. By the way, if you want to talk to us on here, I want to ask this question. How do you feel about your taxpayer dollars going to Planned Parenthood? What is your reaction to this? How many of you have had experience with Planned Parenthood? They are in the abortion business. That's obvious. They say it's only 3% of their business. Let me tell you something. It is their main focus. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Any women that have had experience with Planned Parenthood, we always want to hear from you as well. But again, 1-800-684-3110. And who's the biggest advocate of Planned Parenthood? The President of the United States, who keeps saying, you know, God bless you, God bless Planned Parenthood. We got a lot of comments coming in via Facebook and also on Periscope as well. But we'll take your calls at 800-684-3110.
Yes, that's right. If you want to join us on Facebook or on Periscope, you can watch the show live streaming now at Facebook.com/JaySekulo and also on Periscope, the Periscope app, search for Jay Sekulo, or Twitter, you can tweet us at Jay Sekulo. We'll get your questions or comments on the air. If you're watching right now, feel free to give us a call too, 1-800-684-3110.
We have a petition up right now that is to defund Planned Parenthood, and I will tell you the numbers are growing. Over 264,000 of you have signed on to this petition. Last week it was babies with beating hearts. That's what now it's full-bodied unborn children being sold once they're aborted. Full body. Object. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to that petition. Again, ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Last week, I've been here, folks. Go to ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for you. You can really help us out. Back with your comments in a moment.
Thank you.
The fight to protect life is intensifying. With each new video released by the pro-life investigative journalists, we see the brutality of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood engaging in the horrific practice of dismembering babies and selling body parts. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, working with Congress and in federal court to stop this brutal assault on the unborn. More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our petition right now, stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110. I want to encourage you to defund Planned Parenthood with us. And I'm going to play for you right now a reason why, then I'm going to ask you to take a direct call to action. This is the CEO of STEM Express. They were subject to a temporary restraining order. That TRO has been lifted, so the information can go out. I'm going to talk about the litigation we've got going on in Northern California, that litigation ongoing. But listen to number nine. This is Kate Dyer. She's the CEO of STEM Express.
I mean, if you had intact cases, which we've done a lot, so we've sometimes shipped those back to our lab in its entirety. Tell the lab it's coming. Yeah. Sit all open the box. Oh, God.
I mean, they're laughing over this. And by the way, when they say intact cases, Jordan, we know what they're talking about because I've deposed these people. Not the STEM Express people. I've deposed abortionists. And they call it a case. The abortion is called a case. An intact case, this is just so everybody understands what we're dealing with here, an intact case is the full child. That's what we're talking about. And that's what they're selling.
Yeah, being delivered to these research clinics like STEM Express in not taken apart, but these are again children who are fully intact at birth, and that's what they're laughing about at lunch with the team from Center for Medical Progress and joking about the fact that we need to let our team know so they're not surprised when they open the box.
All right, folks, here's what we want to do. In light of this new evidence, we not only want these state investigations going, but we want to now demand when Congress gets back, we need to have a real vote on this. I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org right now or 1-877-989-2255. Sign on to that petition, aclj.org. It's simple. Defund them. They don't get taxpayer dollars, and investigate them. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. And I will tell you, we are getting movement on that investigation on Capitol Hill. So again, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. We got comments coming in by Facebook and Periscope. We also got a lot of calls coming in.
That's right. A lot of comments coming in. One person just said on Facebook, Joey from Facebook said, has there ever been another time in history when the killing of innocents in the womb was done? I can't remember another time other than the last 50 years.
Well, I mean, you know, the Aztecs would do born alive infanticide. But the same, I mean, it's the same in our lifetime. You know, I think it took place during Nazi Germany. They would do that as well. So it has happened. But these are the type of times it happens. And it's a horrible, horrible scenario. And folks, understand what we're talking about. I played you the evidence. Intact cases equals a fully developed unborn child. And then they joke about it at the end. Oh, let them know it's coming so they don't, you know, go, oh, I won't even repeat what they said. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's take a phone call.
Yeah, but let's go back to the phones in just a moment. Again, if you want to call in, 1-800-684-3110. Jody is calling from Panama City, Florida.
Hi, Jody.
Hi. Hey, now that we've exposed Planned Parenthood, yep. How about we start exposing some of the companies and some of the products yep. that those companies use?
Well, look, this is exactly what happened in the situation with STEM Express. So STEM Express was part of this undercover investigation. They sought and received initially a temporary restraining order. The lawyers for CMP went in and argued. Katie Shorts, a friend of ours, we worked with her up in the case in Northern California. She went in and was able to get that dissolved. What that means when we say dissolved is that there's no longer a restraining order preventing it. And this is just, my understanding, this is just a trailer of a much longer documentary that's about to come. But, Jordan, the focus of this is going to become those people that are doing business with them. Remember, STEM Express said, do we have any sound on where STEM Express said that they're no longer doing business with Planned Parenthood? Jordan?
That's right. I mean, so they were working with at least 100 abortion clinics across the country. We don't know exactly how many of those were Planned Parenthood facilities, but the yeah. fact is the public pressure here has caused a company like STEM Express, which whole business is based off working with these abortion clinics, to get these fetal tissue samples, or in this case, now we found out about these intact children
yep.
For their research, that they felt the pressure so much that it was a better economic decision for them to stop all business with Planned Parenthood. That's what they informed Congress.
But I want everybody to understand, and we'll play some other sound here, but I want you to understand, when they talk about an intact case, they're talking about an unborn child that they're selling. For parts. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to speak out on this issue. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're taking your comments via Periscope. We're taking them via Facebook, at Jay Sekulow via Twitter. And, of course, if you want to talk to us on air, you could do that as well at 1-800-684-3110.
That's right. We got comments coming in online. So on Facebook, we had a comment on Periscope. One of the people asked, has the president been asked publicly on how he feels about the baby dying at this amount of weeks going this far?
Let's find the soundbite from Josh Earnest where they say, you know, we trust Planned Parenthood's, you know, excellent reputation. I mean, Jordan, in one sense, they've done a full throttle defense here of Planned. I mean, not in one sense. They have done a full throttle defense of Planned Parenthood, this administration.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, they are. This is the most pro-abortion president in history, and he has been committed to Planned Parenthood. So throughout this whole controversy, the White House even said, you know, we're not even watching these videos. We don't care what's in these videos. We stand with Planned Parenthood. And they've tried to, you know, put the blame on those who have done this investigative research.
Yeah, and including, and like I said, we represent one of the board members in the litigation on that case, of the investigative journalist, and we've done work for CMP. When the case first broke, we had to get everybody separate lawyers. That's the kind of normal thing you do in these cases. But listen to this. Jake Tapper from CNN asking Josh Earnest. Listen to number 10.
There's nothing in these tapes that bothers you and anyone in the White House?
Well, Jake, I got to tell you, these videos were released because of their shock value. And there's no doubt that what's depicted on these videos is shocking.
Okay, yeah, of course. Shock value, because that's what they no one has denied, by the way, that that's what they've done. The only thing that happened was that Planned Parenthood's president, Cecilia Richards, said, we apologize for the tone. Then listen to the rest of it.
I know that based on the news reports that I've read about the videos, I haven't actually looked at them. But people who have looked at them have raised significant questions about whether or not these videos are credible, about whether or not they've been selectively edited.
You know, that's also, Logan, been proven to be absolutely bogus because they released 3 hours worth of in-context video to go along with the pieces they edited.
That's right. For almost every video that this group has posted, they have gone out and posted the entire full-length video unedited, uncensored, so you can see not just the parts that are maybe going to be interesting to people that are about the cause, but you can see the entire conversations and see how they're not cut out of an in-context situation or edited incorrectly. The whole footage is there for everyone to see.
You know, Jordan, there's obviously a calculated decision here made by the White House, but you've got multiple state investigations now. You got the Senate investigating. The TRO has been lifted in California. We're working hard to beat back the TRO up in Northern California. I mean, the reality is, and our lawyers are in court on that one. They were there Friday. But there's a double down on the pro-abortion side here. I mean, there's a political calculation in all of this.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so they are, again, they're pushing this the strategy that what Center for Medical Progress is doing, those who are behind the video, is they're breaking the law, that it's illegal, that, you know, the filing all these different lawsuits.
Yep.
And the truth is, these companies like Stim Express, this is having a financial impact on them. So it's this is the kind of impact you have to have to change the culture and also to change the way that Planned Parenthood's been able to operate in the shadows, where these companies could get away with doing business with Planned Parenthood, you know, selling and purchasing yep. babies and baby parts and doing it without any attention whatsoever. You see, right when they get a little a focus on them and a little attention, suddenly they're running away.
Yeah. We've got a lot of comments coming in by Facebook and Periscope, at Jay Sekulow via Twitter. We've got a ton of phone calls coming in too at 800-684-3110.
That's right. We got a comment coming in from Marisol on Facebook. Said, why haven't these people been charged with murder? And it seems like that's an interesting part of this conversation. Well, obviously, it's obviously a legal practice, sadly, at this point.
Yeah, it is a legal practice, but the sale of fetal body parts is not. And I think that's where the focus of this is going to have to be. And if there is a loophole in the law, we need to close that loophole. But I'm going to play for you this gruesome soundbite again, number 9, because it kind of sets up the tone of exactly what we've got here. I want you to listen carefully to what they're saying.
I mean, if you have intact cases, which we've done a lot, so we've sometimes shipped those back to our lab in its entirety. Tell the lab it's coming. Yeah. Sit all open the box. Yeah, oh, God.
First of all, the callous way they laugh about it. And again, I want you to understand from an evidentiary standpoint, folks, an intact case is the full baby that they're then going to send to a lab, open it up. The baby's there, deceased, of course, killed in the abortion, and they sell the body parts. So this way they can... This is horrible to say. I don't even like saying it. But this is the reality of what we're having to deal with. And we need you to support us on this, folks. We think if there was ever a time for the defunding of Planned Parenthood to take place, it'd be right now. We're sending out some email alerts on it. We're going to get Than Bennett later in the broadcast to talk about where we are politically, probably in the last segment or two. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And let me urge you to make that call. At ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Add your name saying, we're not going to fund Planned Parenthood. We want them investigated. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. There's a great book out, too, by my friend George Grant called Killer Angel. It's about Margaret Sanger. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I encourage you to get it. Get educated on this issue, folks. And we're in the last week of our matching challenge campaign. We're a little bit behind our goal here, so we could use your help. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for at ACLJ.org.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The fight to protect life is intensifying. With each new video released by the pro-life investigative journalists, we see the brutality of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood engaging in the horrific practice of dismembering babies and selling body parts. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, working with Congress and in federal court to stop this brutal assault on the unborn. More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our petition right now, stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Our version of the Argent song, Hold Your Head Up Tonight. That's going to be up on our Jay Sekulow Band jam session, which you'll be able to watch on Facebook mentions around 9 o'clock Eastern time, so make sure you get to that. We hope that that works out, and I know there's been a couple of technical problems today, but we think we'll be fine by tonight and certainly are today as well. Frank Mannion is a senior counsel for the ACLJ and has been in court on another case, a series of cases involving the state of Maryland and Planned Parenthood. This is different from the cases we have in Northern California that are subject of the videos. But, Frank, I thought it would be appropriate to get you to give everybody an update on exactly what we have here.
Sure, Jay. We represent an individual named Andrew Glenn, who 3 years ago filed a simple, routine public information request with his State Department of Health, trying to find out the names of the owners, administrators, and medical directors of abortion clinics around the state,
right,
three of which are owned by Planned Parenthood. The reason he did this was that there had been a series of horrible events where unlicensed practitioners from other states were being allowed to do abortions in Maryland and were literally killing women from time to time. You would think this was something that, you know, the public would want to know about, and he as a citizen has a right to find out about. The Department of Health shut him down, claiming that because some people in some places have done bad things to abortionists, they're entitled to this complete cloak of invisibility. And even though any other business that files a licensure application is subject to having anybody request to see that, abortion was given special status, and so we went to court against them.
I always call this the abortion distortion factor, because it's a law of general applicability about notice of who runs what, and of course it becomes abortion, the rules change.
And this is how these people are allowed to get away with, of course, they get away with murder and killing the babies. But it's not just that. And the irony is they claim that they're protecting women's rights, but it's the women who go into these places who are being subjected to these quacks who they let come in from other states, even though in the Maryland situation, at least one of these people had his license removed in two other states but was still practicing in Maryland.
So let me take a call here we've got coming in, Frank, and because this is something that's taken place over the weekend, and we'll continue talking about this topic.
That's right. It's been an interesting weekend, and we'll go to that call as soon as they're ready. And they're ready. Gail is calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hey, Gail.
Well, I want to thank you for all that you
sure.
do. I was at a protest in St. Paul.
Yep.
Against Planned Parenthood, there was over 3,000 people there.
Wow.
And there was a congresswoman who said she called three different Planned Parenthood and was trying to schedule a mammogram, and she couldn't do it.
Yeah, because they don't do them.
They don't do mammograms.
Of course not. Now, it was interesting, Gail, that you were at these protests this weekend, because, Jordan, these protests took place all over the country. Logan, you got a comment coming in also?
Yeah, it happened all over the country, including here in Nashville, Tennessee. From just down the street, really, it came. And what we were told is also from some of the people who are out there that it was supposed to be open, and Planned Parenthood actually closed for the day.
Yeah.
Probably anticipating the protesters.
Hundreds were down there for that.
Hundreds,
one.
Yeah.
And Jordan, this is was part of a national movement this weekend.
That's right. It was a national movement protesting Planned Parenthood in light of the news. These protests were happening all over the country. There, you know, some media attention,
yep.
But the truth is, if this was any other issue, there'd be a lot more media attention
yep.
to these protests. As Gail said, 3,000 people in Minnesota are on the streets, and that's happening in, you know, hundreds of cities across the country, and it may be getting a blurb in the media. If this was any other topic, if this was a race-related topic, if this was related to anything involving the police, it would be dominated by the news with 24-hour coverage, but because it involves Planned Parenthood,
yep.
And there was an interesting article about how Planned Parenthood even gives awards out to journalists cover their issues, and how that impacts the lack of coverage, really, about these stories.
Yeah, Frank, there is this sense of what Logan and Jordan were just saying of Planned Parenthood getting a free pass. Now, I want to play for everybody, and then, Frank, I want to get your comments on this. This is from The Guardian. This is talking about the protests this weekend. There were hundreds of them around the country. And as Gail said in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Gail, if you're still with us, how many do you say were there this weekend?
There was over 3,000. And hearing your comment about how they're
Yeah.
It's upsetting them because it's destroying their image. All these babies are made in the image of God.
Oh, of course. I mean, and I mean, you're absolutely right. And they are complaining about this as tarnishing their image was the exact word. Listen to the Guardian report, and then, Frank, we'll get back to you.
Protesters in Texas, Florida, North Carolina, Maine, and other parts of the United States demonstrated outside Planned Parenthood establishments, calling on the federal government to end its funding for the health organization.
There is no reason for my tax dollars to be paying for criminal activity, and selling human body parts is definitely criminal activity, and I want it investigated.
All they are is a murderer.
We would like to see Planned Parenthood of Portland run out of town.
So, Frank, I mean, this is I look at this as the abortion protest 2.0 movement taking place right now around the country. What's your sense?
Right, and that's exactly it. And the thing these people fear the most, Jay, is the light being shed on what they're doing, which is what's going on in this case we have in Maryland, and it's what's going on with the undercover video cases. They cannot permit themselves to have people looking at what really goes on behind closed doors. And that's why they fight us so zealously in these cases. They thrive under this veil of secrecy.
It's interesting, Frank, also, last comment I want to get from you. We've got the situation that our senior litigation counsel is handling, Ed White, our colleague, is handling up in Northern California. You've now got a petition of certiorari that's been granted by the Court of Appeals from Maryland. What is your sense of where the case goes? Because this was a big development.
It was a big development, and I think it's a good sign because, you know, the Court of Special Appeals, which is where we were appealing from, shot us down. I don't think the Court of Appeals would take the case if they weren't looking to reverse that. The lower court didn't even issue a published opinion, so it's pretty rare if a Supreme Court, which yep. in effect is what this is, takes a case just to affirm an unpublished opinion. So I think it's a good sign for us and for the stance we're taking about shedding light on the unsavory practices of the abortion industry.
And you're going to be putting up a post on that on ACLJ.org this afternoon?
That's right.
And by the way, Frank Manu's post will also be seen on our Facebook feed as well, on our social media, so you'll look forward to that. Thanks, Frank, for the update. Again, folks, if it's California or if it's in Maryland, the ACLJ front and center litigating against groups like Planned Parenthood. That's what we do. That's a big part of what we do. We're here for another 30 minutes. You're getting us on Twitter, on Periscope, on Facebook. You get the whole broadcast, SiriusXM, a number of stations as well, or ACLJ.org. Let's get a quick comment in, Logan, before the break here, and then we'll get to more calls after
sure,
the break.
Sure, we got a comment from Cheryl Miller. Today. There going to be congressional hearings on this? Are they going to bring the videos essentially to testify?
Yeah, so what we're going to do is talk to Than Bennett about that in the probably last segment of the broadcast and get his update on that. But there is an investigation that has begun. Right now, they're also, I will tell you, they're trying to do counter. Some of the pro-abortion senators are trying to do counter investigations or congressmen. So there's a lot going on. We'll get to the details of that when we come back from the break. We'll take more of your calls at 800-684-3110. Folks, if there was a day to sign the petition, I want to play for you this. How long is that soundbite? How long is it? 10 seconds. I want you to listen to this soundbite.
I mean, if you had intact cases, which we've done a lot, so we sometimes ship those back to our lab in its entirety, tell the lab it's coming. Yeah. Sit all open the box. Oh, God.
Intact cases, ha, 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 laughing. These are aborted children, intact bodies, the baby. Shipped. You want to object? This might be that moment, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I urge you to make that call now. Also, support our matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. But add your name to that petition to defund Planned Parenthood. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our petition right now. Stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
who's been basically reported on because the TRO that stopped the videos from getting out in the public was removed. Katie Short with Life Legal Defense did a great job on that. We're working with Katie. She's handling one of the defendants. We are as well in the cases in Northern California involving these videos. Your ACLJ team front and center on that. STEM Express has said they are no longer going to evaluate our various partnerships, but due to increased questions that have arisen over the past few weeks, we feel it prudent to terminate activities with Planned Parenthood. Jordan, no surprise there, but this is something Logan talked about this a long time ago too. When these companies start backing out, it has a real ramification.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it impacts their bottom line. It impacts the bottom line of Planned Parenthood. It impacts the bottom line of these research companies and organizations. And, a lot of their work was done with these abortion clinics. Yep. And so when they're pulling away and letting Congress know that, and they're really trying to deflect attention away from them. So if it's gotten to that point where the business decision is it's better for them not to do business with Planned Parenthood, well, certainly that is what we want all of these companies and organizations to think twice about before making any deals or signing any contracts with the nation's number one abortion provider.
Absolutely correct. Couldn't agree more. And that's the momentum is shifted in our direction here.
That's right. We're going to go to the phones here shortly, but we did get a quick comment in on Facebook that said, what really gets me angry is that these people are laughing.
Yeah.
And this is a joke. And I'm wondering if these people have children of their own. And most of them do. Many of them do.
And they do it with that laughing, condescending tone. And that is, I think it's horrible.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Lisa is calling on line one. Lisa, thanks for holding.
Hi, Lisa.
Thank you.
You're on the air.
Hi. I go on the last thing the gentleman said was that they thrive on secrecy. When I was 18, I had an abortion with Planned Parenthood, and they go off of your emotions when you first come in.
Yep.
It was really pretty in the beginning. The foyer, they were real nice, and once my appointment came up to go in, they promised that I would have some type of painkiller. And it was time for my abortion, and the doctor, he hollered at me. He told me if I don't get my hips down, he's going to stop. They dilate you with no anesthetic, and they keep having to dilate you bigger and bigger, and it hurt horribly. And I said, you said that I was going to get something for my pain, and the nitrous oxide was going by, and there were women screaming in the back, and I told the nurse to get it. Some other woman's slobber was on it. I grabbed it and started sucking on it because I was in so much pain, and the doctor was hollering at me, and it was the most horrible, horrific experience.
Well, let me tell you this. First of all, as a Christian, you're forgiven. You know that. But let me tell you, this is why Frank Mannion's case that we just talked about in the last segment is so critical, Lisa. Some of these supposed doctors are not even licensed properly. We saw that in the Gosnell cases. And they got to be held accountable. And they can't, this cloak of privacy, what Jordan talks about, is exactly what they thrive off of. It's this cloak of privacy. And Chris from Periscope asked an interesting question, said, is Planned Parenthood the only place you can get abortions? No, but, I mean, for the most part, Jordan, Planned Parenthood is the main place.
That's right. And many of these abortion clinics that work with Planned Parenthood operate under, different names. They're kind of generic names, but then there's also the Planned Parenthood facilities.
Yep.
There are other abortionists out there. This is a business.
Sure.
And many of these clinics that exist are not for non-profit. They are there for profit to make money off of the abortion procedure.
And there's that is their business. Logan?
That's right. We got a lot of comments still coming in. If you want to join with us, there's a great way to do it. All you have to do is either give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, or join us on Facebook or on Periscope. And we're going to – sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to take it here, but there's a comment came in from Periscope. Think Through It from Periscope said, Planned Parenthood disallows the mother to see the baby, and that is generally their practice, and Planned Parenthood is the largest – look, they're selling the parts. So, of course, they're not going to let them see the baby. That's the reality of what we're dealing with. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on that petition. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Sign that petition now. Also support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. We'll be back with more, including your calls, in just a moment.
The fight to protect life is intensifying.
With each new video released by the pro-life investigative journalists, we see the brutality of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood engaging in the horrific practice of dismembering babies and selling body parts. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, working with Congress and in federal court to stop this brutal assault on the unborn. More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our petition right now, stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. There's a bite I'm going to play here, folks. It's graphic, but it is powerful. This is from the Advanced Bioscience Resource Procurement Manager. This, again, is part of the CMP, the Center for Medical Progress documentary, Video 3. I want you to listen to this. This is pretty graphic, but go ahead.
I literally have had women come in and they'll go in the OR and they're back out in 3 minutes. And I'm going, what's going on? Oh, yeah, the fetus was already in the vaginal canal whenever we put her on syrups, it just fell out.
Born alive. Generally born alive. I mean, this is, Jordan, they're saying that these videos are tarnishing their reputation. But this is what they do. I mean, this is the problem. This is their business. This is what they're engaged in. So, I mean, of course it's tarnishing their reputation.
Yeah, they don't want the truth out. They don't want people to know what they're really all about. They never have. This whole industry has wanted to be shrouded in this idea of privacy since the days of Roe versus Wade, and so that you can't expose what's going on. And now that we're starting to get this information and that you can't deny it, I mean, you see, even when the video is there and the words are coming out of their mouth, they say that's not accurate. And it's just them talking. It's them talking about their own experience. And it's exposing this industry for what it is. And they are in the business of profiting off of the sale of babies and baby parts. But even, in this video, what we're seeing is these fully intact babies that are being delivered to the medical facilities.
I mean, it really is horrendous. Let's go ahead and take another comment or caller.
All right, we're going to go to the phones. John is calling on line 6 from Sacramento.
Hi, John.
California.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying. I believe Planned Parenthood should be shut down. I think that's outrageous what they're doing.
Okay. Well, then we agree. And you're paying. How do you feel about the fact that it's taxpayer dollars here?
I think that's ridiculous. There's to do a criminal act like that and to get taxpayer dollars and tarnish their image.
Yeah, I was hoping I could find that. I know they made the statement. We couldn't find the audio, though, right? Maybe it was just a written statement. They said what they don't like about these videos, it's tarnishing their imaging. And I think what Frank Mannion said is right. They're showing the light on it. So, John, that's exactly
what's happening here. And look, that's exactly what we're dealing with. By the way, on Facebook and Periscope, we know we got comments coming in there too. Phone calls at 800-684-3110. Logan?
That's right. We have one line open. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. If you're calling and you're watching online, also let the phone screener know. We'd love to have you on the air. But we do have a lot of comments coming in, both from Facebook and Periscope. And one person just on Periscope, what kind of person would even want to work at Planned Parenthood, even if they are pro-choice, just due to the fact of how grotesque and disturbing these videos are? We have another comment that said that, you know, how would they feel if this was their child? There's a lot of comment that comes in often.
Sure.
And one person said, right now it's about being as knowledgeable as we know, or as we can be right now. Sorry, it's a little jumbled. Yeah. More than ever.
Yeah. Well, we're getting information out. Let me play the soundbite from President Obama where he says he doesn't want his children punished with the baby. And the reason I want to play that is because this tells you, you ask how do people feel this way? It's a great question. Comments coming in from Periscope and Facebook. Here's why.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
That's the problem. He views the baby as punishment. So that's why they do what they do. That's exactly what this is all about at the end of the day.
That's right. Let's try to get quickly go back to the phones, and we will go to Jacqueline, who's calling in from Asheville, North Carolina, on line 2.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yep, perfect.
Okay, well, I have had a little bit of experience with Planned Parenthood. Back in the 70s, I had to take a friend of mine's sister who was 15 years old and 5 months pregnant to Planned Parenthood to get some help, and all they could do was push abortion, and she kept telling them she wanted to keep the baby, but they just that's all they could do talk about was abortion.
Because that is their business. But go ahead, Jacqueline.
And so I've always considered them a legal government funded abortion clinic,
which is what they are.
Yeah. And so it didn't turn out good for the little girl when I took her home to her parents and set them down. They did give her an abortion at 5 months. I don't know if they went to Planned Parenthood or where they went, but it didn't turn out good. But I tried my best.
Well, you did. Listen, Jacqueline, all you could do in that situation is try. But the pressure that Planned Parenthood and these other institutions put on them, not only the women when they get inside the clinic, but even their marketing materials around it. This is their business. I mean, this is what they want to do, and this is what they do.
All right. Yep, and we're going to go back to the phones in just a moment. But a lot of people are just curious about, you know, essentially just the process of how these the chain of custody, essentially, for the as one person put on Periscope, is there a chain of custody for aborted baby parts or whole? And where's the tracking inventory? And, you know, is that something that's – that how is this process even happening?
Yeah, so what happens is – and Jordan can comment on this too – it's they – they don't really have the right consent forms, and sometimes they'll stick it in the consent form about the fetal research. So they, what was happening is you have procurement houses. This sounds horrible, but a procurement house, like Stem Express, contracts with Planned Parenthood and others to get the baby parts or whole fetal cadavers, as they call it, intact cases, as they is the phrase they use. So, Jordan, there is a clear chain of custody. What you've got right now is these groups like Stem Express wanting to run away from Planned Parenthood because the light of day's been shown on them.
That's right. I mean, and so this is a business, and they contract for this. So this is something that's gone on for a long time, and you hear in these in the latest video that's set to come out that they ask for that they need more fetal livers, so more livers for their research, and you look at again what these companies are doing is they found this market to do this research, and they do this because it's it has been a viable business model.
Do we have the video of this soundbite? No? Okay, but I'm going to play this soundbite for everybody, and our friends on Facebook and Periscope can hear it. This is the director of research from Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast, which is Use Operation, Melissa Farrell. Take a listen.
So if we alter our process
and
we are able to obtain intact fetal cadavers, then we can make it part of the budget that any dissections are this, and splitting the specimens into different shipments is this. I mean, it's all just a matter of line items.
All just a matter of line items. That's how they view it at Planned Parenthood. Let's shut them down, folks.
Let's stop this. So certainly stop the federal funding of it, and let's investigate them. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to add your name. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
We got a comment coming in on Facebook. Amber said, all Planned Parenthood has ever done is lie. They lie to the public. Yep. They lie to women. Women are treated as cattle, and they simply want their money. This is not health care. We need to defund Planned Parenthood. That's a great comment. It'll lead us into our next call. Bruce is calling from Boulder, Colorado. On line three.
Hi, welcome. Bruce.
You're on the air.
Good morning. The truth. The truth is what we need to make clear that is heard. And then the truth is that we love the women. We love all women. We love their intact cases. I mean, their babies.
Yep.
We love them. And therefore, we want the best health care possible for them. Planned Parenthood is not the best health care. They're
right.
Probably the worst health care. So we need to make sure that not only do they know that we want to defund them, but we want to fund good health organizations.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, you know, the community clinics, Jordan, we've talked about this before. Community-based clinics can provide all of the real medical services, absent the abortions, that Planned Parenthood does. And that's where the money should be going. Because the fact of the matter is, I think it was three Pinocchios from the Washington Post about the mammograms. They don't do them, but there are community centers that do, and that's something we should encourage, but we shouldn't have our taxpayer dollars, as Bruce, I think, said absolutely correctly, going to a group that is not engaged in community health care for women.
Well, that's one of the biggest frauds that Planned Parenthood pulls, that somehow if we defund Planned Parenthood, we're defunding women's health and health in general, and that's just not the case. The majority of the centers that provide the services that the federal government is supposed to be funding, the non-abortion services, are not abortion facilities. They aren't also linked
right.
to Planned Parenthood. They're separate. There's a lot more of them than there are. You know, Planned Parenthood has faced a lot of scrutiny in many states across the country to where there's only a few left in some states, and yet there's these health centers everywhere. You know that those health centers need the funding to continue to do the work that they do, but Planned Parenthood comes in and is able to, because they lobby like any other corporate interest or business
yep.
in Washington, and try to take all the funds.
Coming back after the break, we've talked about the litigation we're involved in. We'll get Than Benner, our Director of Governmental Affairs, to talk about where we are in the legislative aspect of this. We do need your support, folks. Both, we're in a matching challenge campaign. The last week of it, we're a little bit behind our goal. You can really help us. ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, it's tax deductible. We get a matching gift for it. ACLJ.org. You can also sign this petition to defund Planned Parenthood at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We come back from the break. We're going to take more of your calls, more of your comments via Twitter at JSeculoPeriscope, via Facebook as well. But if you want to talk to us also, we'll get those calls in. But again, ACLJ.org to support the work of the ACLJ. Back with more in a moment.
Years would pass without a baby.
The fight to protect life is intensifying. With each new video released by the pro-life investigative journalists, we see the brutality of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood engaging in the horrific practice of dismembering babies and selling body parts. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, working with Congress and in federal court to stop this brutal assault on the unborn. More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our petition right now, stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The fight to protect life is now focused on the U.S. Senate. A critical pro-life bill that bans late-term abortions has just been introduced in the Senate. But the powerful pro-abortion lobby is gearing up, putting pressure on lawmakers to reject this vital legislation, not even put it up for a vote. It's critical that the Senate take up and approve this measure that would ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed.
This life-saving measure already has been approved in the House. Now the focus is on the Senate. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on members of the Senate to pass this critical measure without delay. Sign on to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
So that's our friend John Schlitt, who has an album that's a pro-life album called The Grafting, and that's the song, the lead song from that. And tonight at around 9 o'clock Eastern time, our band is going to be doing our Monday Night Jam rehearsal, and we encourage you to listen in and you give us some song requests. Hold Your Head Up became the song that people wanted to hear again the most. That's a famous Origin song, so we're going to play that one again tonight as well as some others, and we're working on a few that you'll hear us rehearsing. So we encourage you to do that 9 o'clock on my Facebook page, Jay Sekulo. We've got a lot of calls coming in, but before we do, Than Bennett's with us. Jordan brought up an interesting point during the break. Our friends on Facebook and Periscope heard this, but our radio audience did not. And that is, they talk about the community health, all the women's health providing being provided by Planned Parenthood. But the number here, Jordan, of facilities is staggering.
That's right. Susan B. Anthony lists a pro-life organization. They put out this list and this graphic, and it talks about how there are 20 comprehensive health care clinics for every Planned Parenthood in the country. So it's 20 to 1, 13,540 clinics that provide comprehensive health care for women, and only 665 Planned Parenthood locations, and they don't provide mammograms at those locations.
All right, let's do this. Let's take some phone calls. Than Bennett's going to be joining us. Than, quickly, and then we're going to get you involved in the conversation, too. Let's talk about where we are on momentum on this right now. As far as, we got a lot of questions coming in by Facebook and Periscope and some callers as well about congressional investigations and oversight.
The momentum is moving hard our way on Capitol Hill, Jay, and I think it's moving that way for exactly the reason that Jordan just said, that the evidence is overwhelming. There are five committee investigations that are open. Those will ratchet up in September. But quickly, before you go to calls, I would just point out, there is a competing investigation as well. Elijah Cummings is actually investigating the Center for Medical Progress. So this is going to be a fight in September, investigations on both sides of it.
Yeah, and we may be involved in some of that. We've already been involved in some, and, of course, some of the litigation as well. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you got questions or comments, again, let's go ahead and take a phone call here, Logan. We've got a lot of people and also a lot of comments coming in.
Sure, you have a lot of comments. There is some people. We'll go to this in just a moment. Cheryl from Periscope said she read that Utah has dropped their funding of Planned Parenthood.
We've heard that from
a number of states, from Louisiana and from Alabama and a few others. Well,
we got the whole list right here.
New Hampshire, Utah, Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama.
Yeah, they've all dropped their support.
All right, that's great. Let's go back to the phones. Derek is calling from Greensboro, North Carolina, on line 5. Derek, you are on the air.
Hi, Derek.
Thank you. Hey. My comment is, you know, if these people will go as far as dismembering a child, what's to stop them from selling a live baby?
Well, I mean, the law would say that's murder. Of course, we review it murder before that. But ethically, they're obligated to not do it. But they run the risk of live births, and they talk about it. I mean, this happens. And Gosnell was notorious. Look what happened to him. I mean, he ended up in jail for the rest of his life, which is what he deserved for what he was doing. But I think this, when you're peeling back the veneer on abortion, you're finding the reality, the practice, I would hold nothing past them. I would put nothing past them. That's just my view.
Some people are asking specifically on Periscope what that means. What does it mean that the states have dropped their funding of Planned Parenthood?
All right, so Than and Jordan, go first, then Jordan.
Yeah, sure. The states have a portion of mainly Medicaid dollars. There's other dollars, grant dollars as well, but it's mainly Medicaid dollars that flow through the state. So it's a federal-state partnership. What the states have done in this case is say, the portion that we allocate, we are not going to send to Planned Parenthood. And in fact, we're actually going to use that for real women's health care. It'll go to community health centers or the like. It's the state portion of the Medicaid dollars mainly.
And Jordan, when you talked about the 13,000, these are community centers that are actually providing those services to the women, correct?
That's right. And these are centers that some who get federal funding and provide the services that Planned Parenthood talks about, the non-abortion services. There's 13,000 of those in the country and 600 of the Planned Parenthood facilities. So there's 20 comprehensive care clinics ready to go for every one of the Planned Parenthood facilities in the country.
So this idea that if Planned Parenthood doesn't do it, it won't happen is just false.
We have another person on Periscope who just said, who they're kind of a historian in World War II. They said they obviously read about the gruesome tests the doctors did at Auschwitz, and this is perfectly in line.
Well, this is unfortunately, I mean, it's those doctors did it there. I don't even like calling them doctors. This is what they do. I mean, this is horrible, but this is what they do.
All right, we're going to try to get the remainder of the calls on. So Linda's calling from Oregon on line four.
Hi, Linda. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Jay. Your team is wonderful, and
thanks.
God is strengthening you.
Thank you. Praise God. Thank you.
I just want to say I have a comment to America, and especially the state of Oregon. You people better wake up. Wake up and get up off your laurels and do what God says to do according to his word. Because they're not just dismembering babies. They are keeping them alive as early as 5 months.
Yep.
5 and 4 months alive. And they are transporting them to labs and other
facilities. Look, they want, I mean, the more developed the unborn child is, the more money they make. So that's exact. I mean, the more money they make, that's just fact. Thank you for your call, Linda. Thank you for listening.
All right, we're going to move on, try to get to the rest of the calls. Debbie from New Orleans, Louisiana, on line one.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Jay. Kudos from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Thank you.
We, as you know, we were one of the first states to step up and say no more money.
Yep.
We're defunding
you. Bobby Jindal's done a great job there,
I know. And Louisiana is a very Christian state, predominantly Christian. But it twisted my brain to see these protests on TV with these women with baby carriages on their side protesting in favor.
Yeah, I know. I saw those too. It was unbelievable. Now, Jordan, do we have, and we'll try to get this, do we have the number of protests that actually took place across the country? Logan or Jordan, have you seen it?
There were over 300 protests happening across the country.
Okay. We need to get some numbers on how, because I had no idea, like in Minneapolis, St. Paul, it was almost 3,000 people.
And I think for the pro-choice rally, wasn't it in Louisiana that when they showed up, that Bobby Jindal had put out giant projectors playing the Planned Parenthood videos on loop, kind of trolled them.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. And fun stuff. The way to keep it interesting and keep people on their toes. Let's move on, though. Last call, John, Running Springs, California. You're online.
Hey.
Yeah, good morning. I have a question on this as far as I'm pro-life.
Yes, sir.
But the selling of a dead fetus that has been aborted, couldn't good come out of that? And
well, I mean, I don't think the good justifies the evil. I mean, I think that's number one. And number two, we've had medical doctors on that said that like the stem cells from abort that hasn't produced any medical results of substance. So I don't think the end can justify the means here. I mean, I don't think so. And has not been proven medically. And I think at the end of the day, that's what it's about. By the way, this is the report we're getting. 254 events reporting. Total attendance, 62,304. And I'm sure there are plenty of events that did not take place. So that's not report. That is a great response. Folks, ACLJ.org, we're not matching challenge. Let me urge you. We are a little bit behind our goal right now, and ACLJ.org, any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for it, which means if you donate $10, we get $20. And again, you could do that at 1-877-989-2255. So either ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Tonight on Facebook, around 9 o'clock Eastern time, the band will be performing. We'll be working on our rehearsal. You'll be able to be part of that. We encourage you to do it.
Yeah, all you have to do is go to facebook.com/jseculo, and you'll see a live video stream running right around then.
All right, and some emails coming out this afternoon, folks. Look for them.
More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our petition right now. Stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.